Thank you so much for joining me today on Just Praise Him Radio. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and my job is to inspire you to a closer walk with Christ. Now here's the show. Hello, believers. Welcome to the Just Praise Him Radio Show. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax. This is a special podcast just for High Place Warriors. I had some questions come in after I sent out the America Under Siege Vision podcast yesterday. So I just wanted to see if I could clear those up. I will answer these questions to the best of my knowledge, and I will explain as I go. Okay, one question I was asked, has Trump accomplished all the Lord assigned him to accomplish? I have no way to answer that because I don't know what he's been assigned. I don't think he's done yet. It's not over till God says it's over. Yes, I did allude to a change in the presidency, but not necessarily right now. The Democrats slash liberals are doing everything they can to wreck his reputation, to slander him, to try to catch him in any kind of wrongdoing or make it look like he has done wrongdoing so they can impeach him, get him out of office, do whatever they want to do. They are terrified of a conservative government. They are absolutely terrified by that. And they have a plan, I was shown, that it's not going to happen. If you listen to my podcast, you know that. Yes, we are to continue to pray for President Trump until the Lord himself tells us otherwise. So please continue praying using the prayer points. The evil leadership I saw, I've been seeing for some time, what I described in that podcast, is a president that will take office at some point in the, I don't think, very far away future. Whether it is after an impeachment or whether it is in the 2020 election, I mean, that I was not shown. I have seen this before. I've been seeing this for some time. I cannot see the person's face. It appears to me to be a male, from what I do see. This is a person with an extremely evil agenda, extremely evil. This is a person who hates Christians, and if the Lord told me that this person I keep seeing in the vision taking the presidency was the Antichrist, I wouldn't have any problem believing it at all. That's how bad it is. I do not say that to make you afraid or to alarm you. This is simply a matter for prayer for us. Okay, now, I was asked by someone else, are we going to be protected or will we be, thrown into the troubles along with the wicked? I was also asked, can we pray Psalm 91 for protection? The Lord has told me repeatedly that in what is coming, he will protect those who walk with him. Psalm 91 is the strongest prayer of protection, I believe, in the entire Bible. And it is what he gave me when I asked him what to give to you all to pray for protection when you went into this intercession assignment that he gave us. Because intercessors are always attacked. I believe we will go through some of these bad things, not necessarily the tribulation, but some very hard events. I think 2020 is going to be a record-breaking year and not in a good way. I have felt that way for several years, that 2020 was a mile marker and not a good one. That's just what I've been getting for a long time. Don't be alarmed by that. We don't need to be afraid. What we need to do is to be prepared spiritually, mentally, emotionally, whatever, physically. So I believe that we will go through some of these hard things. Not saying we're going through the tribulation because I don't know. The Lord told me the tribulation was for the people who refused his refinement now, refused to do what they're supposed to do now, refused to let him refine them, sanctify them, whatever. He said refine. He didn't say sanctify, but sanctify is usually along those same lines too, going into refinement. And he told me that the more they resisted the refinement and the longer they resisted it, the more of the tribulation they would go through. In answer to the question, will the righteous be taken up before all this happens? I don't know the answer to that. What I know is that he told me the people who still need refining would be left for however much of the tribulation, you know, they need for that. That is going to be some hard refining, and I would not want to be here for any of that. Can I just say that? We have to understand that in what is about to happen to America when this judgment starts falling, it's not ever going to be our America again that it used to be. And all of us who have been around for a little while miss that America. You know, a lot of us grew up in the years when you could still, you know, your child could walk to the grocery store. My mother sent me to the grocery store all the time. Even when I was 6 or 7 years old, I would walk to the store and get stuff. Or if you send your child to the store now, you don't know if they're going to come back. So the America that we knew is not coming back. The Lord told me that it would never rise again and never prosper again like that. Not even close. I believe there will be a remnant of people still here, but I don't believe it is going to be anywhere near a pleasant experience for any of them. Now is a time for sowing a lot of prayer, for doing all the work you can for God's kingdom, because when this starts, I think it's going to shock us all, honestly. The things I talked about in America under siege, that is the order the Lord spoke those to me in, and I suspect that may be the order they happen in. I don't know that for sure. He did not tell me that is the order they will happen in, but I did kind of ponder that a little bit and think, okay, that may be how, you know, the deadly winter, the plague, because the plague, he said was going to start when people are, you know, when they're iced in and they can't get, you know, you can't get groceries. So they start killing wild game to eat, to have something to eat. And that was where the plague started. So I'm like, okay, that's the deadly winter stuff right there. The famine, which we are already on our way to, and the news is not talking about this, I don't believe, but, you know, a lot of our croplands have been just devastated. And now this winter thing, I don't know where y'all are, what it's like, but here in northern Arkansas, it's usually still really warm, and or at least the last few years when I've lived here, and other people tell me that it never gets as cold as it was today at this point in October. And it was, we had a 10 or 15 mile an hour north wind. I was freezing every time I walked outside. I'm real cold natured anyway. And I was just cold. I was just cold, putting on socks and hoodies and everything, trying to get warm. It was cold. Okay. So that's not going to help, you know, the whole farming aspect, I don't think. And I don't know what the farming cycles are, but I think we're in trouble there. So the famine comes along or starts, and then there's the violence that comes out of that. And I think, but I'm not certain, the war was what he talked about next. So I'm thinking possibly, I don't know, maybe the war comes then or around that time. And then we're taken over by some other nation. I don't know who. Someone wrote me today, I think it was one of you guys, and said that the flag I saw that I said was the same colors as the Ukraine flag, which it is, but there was no hammer, said that the flag I saw, there is a flag like that, is a fictionalized flag that is fictionalized for an America that is becoming a communist country or something like that. I begged that person in an email. I said, please send me the link so I can share that. Please send me the link. But I haven't gotten the link yet, I don't think. I haven't read all my emails yet, y'all. I just have gone 90 to nothing all day long. And I had unexpected company this evening, someone that needed to be ministered to. And so I'm behind. I'm just still behind. And I still have hours of work left to do. And it is 10 minutes till 9 p.m. So that's all I know in answer to the questions that you ask me. I hope this helps you. Those were really good questions, by the way. I'm sorry I left you confused. I didn't mean to do that at all. So I'm glad that you asked the questions. And thanks for listening. Jesus bless you. Y'all keep praying for President Trump, okay? He really, really needs our prayers. I don't believe that the Lord is finished with him yet in office. If he gets impeached, then I have to assume that the Lord is finished with him. Or that the people who get him impeached are in a lot of trouble, one of the two. But if he's removed from office, then, you know, we deal with it. But as long as he's in office, or until the Lord tells, definitely until the Lord tells us to stop praying, we need to keep praying. So, thank you for doing that. Y'all have been doing a great job. We've seen the answers to some of our prayers, haven't we, along the way? So, Jesus bless you. Thanks for listening. Y'all have a great weekend. Thank you so much for tuning in today to Just Praise Him Radio. You can contact me by mail at my new address, JPH Inc., Glenda Lomax, P.O. Box 60, Glencoe, Arkansas 72539, or by email at jphtoday@gmail.com. JPH is not affiliated with any nonprofit organization, church, or denomination. Have you ever gone through a time in your life where suddenly it just felt like your whole life was falling apart? I call these experiences the wilderness experiences. Wilderness experiences are a time of great uncertainty and change. There are times when our faith is tried and refined. After many experiences, the Lord spoke to me to write The Wilderness Companion, which is a virtual roadmap through the desert times of your life. Find out why you've been led to the wilderness. Find out what the biggest hindrance is to receiving provision in the wilderness. Find out what the seven temptations of the wilderness are. Drastically cut the time you spend in the wilderness by learning how to partner with the Lord instead of working against Him. Every Christian needs to read The Wilderness Companion. It's by Glenda Lomax, and it's available on Amazon.com or wingsofprophecy.com. Amazon.com, The Wilderness Companion by Glenda Lomax. Do you know someone who is going through a wilderness season right now? Have you heard about the Wilderness Companion Study Guide? It's a workbook with 41 lessons, including new stories from the wilderness and questions to help you work through your own wilderness experience. Read each lesson, then complete the questions to apply the lesson to your own wilderness experience. Get your copy of the Wilderness Companion Study Guide today and get one for a friend. Available now on Amazon.com. The Wilderness Companion Study Guide by Glenda Lomax. Available on Amazon.com.